Hope we're able to master today the sugya of chutzin, lamata mi'chaf, lamata mi'yud. I want to go back to that vase also. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll start on the next part of the sugya with itzdiba. So we discussed yesterday, we began to discuss this psul of yiras rucha, shitas rava. Abaya said that by the chutzin that yodin l'toch yitzvachim, it should be kosher as long as it's chamasim ruv mitzilasam. We explained, based on Lashon Rashi, that Abaya is working off of the earlier case, just like we find by the Hutsi in Yordan B'tol Chafama, where we said that if it's going to be Chamasim Mitzilasa, then it would remain Pasul, because the Hutsin do not take away the Chalal, which is a problem Chalal of Chaf. So to over here, the Hutsin are Kamanda L'Snayu Dami, so Abaya works off of that idea of Kamanda L'Snayu Dami. That's assuming that the earlier case was also based on Kamanda L'Snayu Dami. We saw possibly other ways to learn, in which case Abaya is simply saying it over here, not that he saw the Yisod before. Okay. This is Abaya's Shita. So, therefore, it's a perfect, it's going to be a, remain as a kosher sukkah of Yitzvachim. Rava counters by saying that it's a Diras Rucha. And therefore, it's pasul pashtus. That seems the Lashon of Ben Chananel. Lashon Rava is ein adam dar b'diras rucha. Ha diras rucha ein adam dar b'diras rucha. Lashon of Ben Chananel. Therefore, it's pasul. This is how most Rishonim learn, as opposed to the Rambam that we'll soon see. The Rambam seems to say it's not a din that's going to pasul, at least not the deraisa. Pashtus is not a sukkah psula here. What's exactly the problem called Diras Rucha? So we saw here also, just to quickly review, the Ritva seems to say that it's the fact that there is, the space is not panui. Space that's not panui means that's what Diras Rucha comes down to. It's you can't avoid it, it's here. Even though it's technically Hutsin and it's Chamasim Mitzilasa, but the space is not available. I would be medayik perhaps in the Ritva. It's interesting, maybe if you'll agree with me or not, in the Diuk HaLashon. We weren't quite omid on this when we read it yesterday. The Lashon HaRitva is, he starts by saying, when Abaya says it's kosher, Abaya says, since Kiechad lo chashivi bahadu le'el ha'kanami lo chashivi u'kaman de l'snayodam. That's Abaya. Va'amalei Rava, the shiny hacha debay chalal yud pani mischach, you have to have click, the space has to be clear, otherwise it would be a diras rucha. Ulgabi ha says the Ritva, lo armin on kemandu l'snayu, da hachazia, the isnehu, va'abdila diras rucha. And therefore he says it's going to be possible the evidence. What I see in the Ritva is another knetch. The Ritva is saying, apparently, not just that the problem is diras rucha the etzem. That's the problem. The end of the road, the problem is defined as diras rucha. I would see in the Ritva something different. Ritva would be saying that since if you don't have chalal yud panu, it's going to be a diras rucha, which is not habitable. Therefore, in a case like this, where the chutzin are taking away the space that's available, so, and it makes it, the perception of Diras Rucha is now here, therefore you can't view them as Kamanda L'Snayu. In other words, if we weren't dealing with the reality of Diras Rucha that comes about from the Hutsin, then you could argue all you want, Kamanda L'Snayu Gami, and the Halal is therefore still a Halal of Yitzvachim and it's Kashin. But if the Hutsin create the reality of a diras rucha here, because when you don't have the makom panui, it is not habitable. It's like a diras rucha. It's hard to manage there. Therefore, you can't tell me it's kamad l'snayu. So what does the Ritva mean? Because of what Rava says, it is really kamad isnu. If it's kamad isnu, then what is the end result? What is the definition of the problem now? Not diras. Why is it possible? Because I don't have yitzvach. Not that the problem is diras rucha itself, and that's what passes. It's the fact that they create the diras rucha, so you can't tell me they're not there. They're leaving an impact. The hutsin are creating a situation that's not habitable. And if they're doing that, then even though it's chamasim remitzilasan, it's not kamad l'snayu, it's kamad yisnu. That's what I see in the Lashon Ritva that we didn't quite chop yesterday, but I think the Lashon is indicating that. Ugabi ha lo amrina kamadulis. Now, the hachazia, the isnu, ba'abdilo di resrucha. So, lemaisa, the problem ends up being that the halal has been ismaid because of the fact that they created the resrucha. And I think that justifies what the Ritva concludes by saying, afilo b'diyavid psula, afilo l'chatchilo b'lbad, kidas mikses chachamim. He's meramis to the Rambam, that he assumes pshan the Rambam is, and we'll come back to the Rambam soon, that it's only din l'chatchila, right? That tzorach lizaher, sounds like l'chatchila. And the Ritva argues and says it's a psul b'diyavid. The Ritva says it after l'fichach, what's the l'fichach? In other words, if the Ritva would mean as follows, if the problem is ending up at the fact that it's a Dira Srucha. So one could take the Rambam Sita and understand it. Dira Srucha is not posted in the Yavid. Dira Srucha is Adin Chatchil. We'll have to see more about that. Maybe Din the Yeshiva, whatever it is, it's not going to pass over the Yavid. It's a halacha that you shouldn't, Chatchila, set up a situation in Dira Srucha, sit in the Dira Srucha. But now that I'm explaining Pshat and Rava, that because the Hutzin create this reality called Dira Srucha, so you can't tell me that they're not here, because they left an impact, they left an impression. You could perceive the ill effects of these Hutzin, because now that the Dira has the atmosphere of Dira Srucha. So therefore, you can't view them as Kamad L'Snayu, and therefore the Halal has been minimized, because they're not Kamad L'Snayu, they're here. The Mela, the Psul has to be with the other two, because just like if you had 9 Tvachim, not 10, it's possible. So that's what you have here. Because they've taken away the Chalal Yud. So that's a way of reading the Ritva. The Meiri said a different part. The Meiri says, that sounds like he was saying, the problem is the point called Dira Srucha. And he relates to the fact that it's going to bother you, it pricks you, it gets you uncomfortable, the Hutzin themselves. It sounds like it's a specific issue related to Hutzin. But then we noted the Tosis on Daf Yud regarding Noi Sukkah, that we saw by Noi Sukkah that they're not Memayit in terms of Gova, even though now with the Noi Sukkah you have less than Yud Tfachim, but it's both in terms of Chaf and in terms of Yud. By Chaf it remains Pasul, even though the Noi take away from the Chaf, and by Yud Tfachim it would not pasul, it would remain kosher. And Tosis asks, why is it different than Hutzin? So Tosis said that the difference is that the Linoya Suyin, and what did Tosis mean? What did he ask? What did he answer? So if you go with him, Iri, we could have argued that the kasha doesn't start to begin with. It's only a Hutzin where the problem Dira Srucha exists because of the nature of Hutzin, and they prick you and they're sticky and so on. And Noyes doesn't have that. But for some reason, the Meiri didn't accept that. The Meiri himself asked the Kasha and gives an answer. He says, it's not Mavkia Dira Srucha, not clear what he means. We thought the Tosus would be explained. We saw also the Rashba. The Rashba says that you can't call a Dira Srucha by Noy because you chose to put that Noy up. So therefore, obviously you are, you know, you're not going to call it Dira Srucha if it's something which I chose to do. I forgot to get the Lashon of the Rashi we read yesterday. The other way to learn Tosis, which maybe works well in the Lashon, the Noya Suyin, is going with the Ritva's approach, whether we take the Ritva like we did yesterday, like we did today, but the bottom line is Dira Srucha is a Dira Srucha because the space is not available. But what does available mean? Available means for use in the Sukkah, for Sukkah use. Noy is considered a legitimate Sukkah use. So if you're have Noi Sukkah, that's called Ishtamshes with the Sukkah. So you still have Yud Tfachim Halal, which is for available for use of the Sukkah. The Noi is part of the Ishtamshes of the Sukkah, the normal Ishtamshes of the Sukkah. So if it goes, if it meshes together with Mishtamish in the Sukkah, Noi is after all creating an aesthetic feel in the Sukkah, so then it's not a Stira, it's not a Dira Srucha at all. Dira Srucha is only because you don't have the Yud Tfachim that are Panui, but here the it's called Panui because your Ishtamshus is part of what you're using the Sukkah for. That could be what Tosis means. It could be, we'll soon see, maybe we'll get to the Rambam, we'll be able to have another answer in terms of this Kasha. This is so far what we saw in defining Dira Srucha. Avram, someone had a hand up before? I forget. Yeah, Ilaria?
I'm question. Isn't a very simple chilik between Hutzin and Noy the fact that the Dira Shrucha by Hutzin Noy was coming from the Schach itself? The Dira Shrucha might only be an issue of Schach.
I'm going to say, I think this is a good word, what you're saying, and I think I want to prove it from the Rambam. I think for the Rambam, again, we can see other things from the Rambam, but I think what you're saying is very legitimate. The way the Rambam sets up the problem of Chutzin, the Rambam puts it together with what halachas of Schach. We're going to soon see the Rambam inside, connected to the other cases of Schach that gives you bad smell or drips down. And the Pashtus of Rambam's master that the problem is limited to Schach, not by Tfanus. It's a shaila whether it applies to Tfanus. There's other halachas that the Rambam mentions. But if the Rambam is seeing it specifically in terms of Schach, then I think you have a Pashta Chiluk between Noy and Hutzin. Hutzin is a problem that's going to be within the halachas of Schach, whether the Yevid, the Chatchila, and so on. But it's halacha in terms of Schach. So therefore, you wouldn't have the issue to start with by Noy. New answer to Tzitzis Kaya. Good spark. Before we get to the Rambam, though, let's bring the kasha that everybody's asking, and maybe the Rambam came to answer that kasha. Namely, according to Rava, the Chora, we have a new reason that we can explain for the din of the Mishnah itself. In other words, the Mishnah says if it's not Yutfachin, the Sukkah is pasul. So why is that true? So reading this Gemara and understanding that less than Yutfachin is not a Dira Srucha, and Dira Srucha pasuls, so the Chora, that's going to be the Pshat in the Mishnah. In the Chanami, the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah teaches the Mishnah that way. Why does the Mishnah say Yutfachim, less than Yutfachim is possible? Dirisruch. Affect the Tosis Yantif, affect the Pnei Yeshua, affect the Sfasemes. Everybody asks. The Gemara later in Dafhei has a whole Shakim Etari Dafhei. And to Davav, the Gemara discusses the Makor for the din of Yutfachim. And the Gemara brings all kinds of Makoros relating to Shir Mechitza. Shir Mechitza has to be a Sarah. It means that the walls of the Sukkah, the Tfanos, have to be 10 Tfachim high. We learn out from that the height of Yud is considered the height of the Rishus, and the Rishus has to be enclosed, and the enclosure has to be up to the point that that's called the Rishus that you're enclosing. It could be from there, it could be from the Sukkah has to be Mesachich on your Tfachim, it could be a Halacha Moshe Mesinai, and that's the Shaka V'tayra, Meir of Yehuda, whether you learn from the Mishkan and whatever, or else it becomes a Halacha Moshe Mesinai. But all of this relates to the din of the Mishnah of Yutfachim. Now, if we have Rava, then how do you justify, what do you need here, two separate reasons? Seemingly, we have one reason based on the Halacha Mechitza, and we have another reason based on Dira Srucha. So, yesterday already, the Talmid already were mechaven to what I found in the Sfasemes. Yeshua tries to find other nafkaminas, but they try to work on nafkaminas. So Lamashal, the Sfasemes says on this kasha, it could be a nafkamina. Mechitza has to be asara. And Dira Srucha means you have to have available space to live. Let's say the schach is above asara tfachim. But the mechitza is not asar tfachim high. We don't need tfaras magiris l'schach, we know that. Tfaras can be however high, the schach can be however high, supported with whatever it is. But the tfaras don't actually reach the schach. The tfaras, let's say, are only 8 tfachim high. And the schach is 12. So if you just work with your srucha, then you would have a kasha sukkah. Either mechitza is not circling the entire gova of the Rishus of 10 Tfachim, okay, but all I need to talk about is Dira Srucha, not Dira Srucha. But now that the Gemara has the other Yafusa, that's what the Gemara saw in the din of Mishnah, there has to be 10 Tfachim in terms of the Mechitzas too. You have to know how the Gemara knew that. Maybe the whole din of the Mishnah is Dira Srucha, but good, that would be a nafkamina. And you could think of other nafkaminas we'll get to, maybe Adav Hei Davav and Yeshua, Kib Eger, to try to work on nafkaminas. Now, another thought that the Sfasemis mentions, this din of Dira Srucha, let's assume it passes. Midoraisa or Midorabana? Doesn't say the Gemara's Doraisa. So then, of course, you need the din Mechitza is gonna have more relevance, because that's going to make a Psul Doraisa. And then there are those Achronim who suggest just thinking aloud right now. Mais, according to the way we learned the Ritva before, that Dira Srucha is not its own Siva to Pasel. So that would also help for this Kasha Lechora. No, according to the Ritva, I mean, the case of the Hutsin are not Kemandeles, it's a specific halacha, by Hutsin and not Kemandeles Nayu because they create Dira Srucha. So Dira Srucha is not a posel. The posel is the din of Yutfachim. And it's less in Yutfachim than it's posel. And why? Because it's the din of Machitzin. Right? That could be the halacha of Yutfachim. All that we're doing with Bir Srucha is a showing that you can't wish away the Hutsin. According to the Cheshbon that we learned in the Ritva, that would be another issue to this Kash. Let's realize now, Echad now, that would be, according to the Ritva, there is no second soul called Dira Srucha. Dira Srucha is Rava's response to Abaye, who holds Kemandel Esnayu, says the Rava, no, it's not Kemandel Esnayu, because it's clearly creating an untenable situation. And if it's a situation of Dira Srucha that the Hutsin are causing, then they are viewed as eating up the space. Not having this makom panui is a dira srucha in mitzius, and since that mitzius is a mitzius that's a consequence of the hutsin, so even though the hutsin are chamasim mitzirasa, but the hutsin are not kemandel esnayu. Therefore, not kemandel esnayu, then I don't have the shir yitvachim in the rishus. It comes out, I think that would also work to answer this kasha. If you hold that it's a nupsul. Now you could say it's only psul drabana, and maybe the halacha of bechitzin is that not it. Maybe that is the din d'oraisa. Yesterday we tried to say something else. And one of the other Ari was mechaving to svar. Maybe they one of the achronim maybe also wants to say it. Have to find it. That maybe the whole halacha of dira srucha is only coming after the fact that we know you need yitfachim. You need yitfachim that are habitable. Maybe, but we'll have to see if that works or not. And then we come to the Rambam. And many Achronim, maybe the Archoner, maybe others, say that the Rambam has this unique shita about Dira Srucha. We read it now inside. And maybe the Rambam, who seems to view it as a din l'chatchila, not a real posel, maybe the Rambam got that from the fact that the Gemara needed to learn out the din of Yitzvachim from these various sources, Alach Moshe Sinai, from Aron Bekapores. What do you need that for? Dira Srucha? No, the Rambam takes care of that. Dira Srucha is not a posel. It's a special din that you should be nishar because of the hutsin, not to live in a situation of a sukkah of a Dira Srucha. But then, of course, the kasha doesn't start either. But we have to know what the Rambam is going on. What's the Rambam based on? Who had a question before? Yair, David, I forget. Yeah? Then, yeah.
In part of this process, if the question of Dira Srucha is Durban and Duraisa, if we're going to say that it's based on Vasar Tvachim, and then we already say that the whole first shot in the Mishnah and Bizam Al has to be Duraisa, and that's why it's not Lashon Dibur?
And that's why it's what?
Not Lashon Tekan, like it is an error in there.
Ah, Sukkah Duraisa. Sukkah Duraisa, as opposed to Mavu Drabanan. The Gemara meant the din, the sukkah mitzvah sukkah. You think that the psu would be drabanan?
Well, the psu should also then have a tachana. Then the psu should have a.
You're asking. We're going to understand. You're asking if the psu, one of the cases in Mishnah, is possibly drabanan. But at the end of the day, is d'oraisa. What we're suggesting is as follows: that there really could be a need for the reason that the Gemara gives. In other words, you need both. There's halacha of mechitzas sara. That's a din d'oraisa. There's a halacha of Dira Srucha, that if it's less than 10, it's a Dira Srucha, but that's only Drabanan. So now, in the case of Hutsin, you have a Mechitza Sasara, but the problem is that it's a Dira Srucha, and that's a Din Drabanan. But what do you need the Din of Mechitza Sasara? Let it always be the reason of Dira Srucha, that's a Din Drabanan. So, Lamaisa, I need the Din of Mechitza Sasara to address. At the end of the day, the Din of the Mishnah is all Deraisa. I mean, in other words, the Mishnah has the din of, and if it's not a Sarat Tvachim, it's Pasul. That's the Raisa, because we do have the din of Machitza. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Bar Tanura chose to explain the Mishnah based on Dira Srucha. It sounds like, for him, it would be a din of Raisa. Yeah?
Dira Pasul.
Then why would he say that reason, not the other reason? I mean, Why would he mention it in the Rabbanan? If the reason, it could be a bigger reason, better reason based on a Deraisa. Why would the Bartanura have to say it didn't, that would only pass through the Rabbanan?
Well, once you have a Deraisa, why do you need a Rabbanan?
No, because the case of Hutsin.
Nafkamina,
yeah, there could be Nafkaminas. In the case of Hutsin, they have a Machisa Sasara surrounding the Sukkah. But the Hutsin, because of Dira Srucha, then now you have the problem. Because they created Dira Srucha. But it comes out every din of every case of a sukkah that's less than 10 fachim would have also the dirasrucha point, but you could have nafkaminas.
So no, you say the Bartanura, that was the chedesh of the Bartanura. You're saying even in the case where you have that nafkamina.
Yeah, but why would he do that? Why would he explain the Mishnah that way? If I'm not mistaken, way back on the Mishnah, we pointed out that the Meiri seems to say both svaras on the Mishnah. If I'm not mistaken. On the din of the Mishnah of Asar Tvachim, and so on. So he starts by saying and then he brings the Gemara.
Actually sounds like the Rishva. He's saying like it's all one thing. The explanation of Ainu
Rai Lakum,
the
Pirishvara,
all that's
it's not fit. It sounds like he means it's not fit for anything. It's not fit for Dira. That's what I think he means. Now, let's look at the Rosh and the Rambam carefully. The Rambam's interesting shita about Dira Srucha over here, about Hutsin, Perek Hei. Again, the Rambam is talking about Hilchos Schach. Halacha Aleph, the Rambam tells us the Schach has to be you might say three conditions, right? It has to be growing from the ground, it has to be not mechuber, it has to be nekam in the aretz, and it has to be in the kabel tumah. Those are three conditions, as we'll see. Those are dinim that are going to be ma'akeh b'diyevet in schach. And then the Rambam adds as well, v'ein reichel ra, v'ein nosher, v'ein novel tamid. It gives you three other things that would probably be a problem if the schach has bad odor and it's withering and dripping constantly. That's halacha aleph. That's the basic criteria for schach. Then the Rambam goes on halacha beis and says, suppose you did it b'di'evet, and you use one of these things for schach that you weren't supposed to. Sichet b'davash en gidula ben aretz, or b'mechuba l'aretz, or b'davash mekabel tumah. So that corresponds to the three examples in halacha aleph that the Rambam says are not good for schach. If you use such a thing for schach, gidul en gidula ben aretz, mechuba l'aretz, which means it's possible the other. Then the Rambam says, what about the other two examples? Avum aber v'sicha b'dav hanover v'nosher, something which sheds and drips, o b'dav sherecho ra k'sheira, that would not create a psul with the other. That would be kosher. Why is that? What's the difference? Shelo amru so Shelo Amru sounds like it's a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbana. Clearly, what's Shelo Amru d'rabbana? But you could have still said it's a psul d'yevet. Could be d'rabbana and d'yevet no good also. The Rambam is saying that the psul d'rabbana by these cases is not d'yevet. Shelo Amru el misachin el g'de shu yaniach sukkah v'yetze. So therefore, they didn't want you to do it because it would lead you to leave the sukkah. And therefore, they didn't want you hadchila to use it. But they didn't pass the sukkah. So the marker for this, as we saw yesterday, is the Gemara on Daf Yudbeis and Beis Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. These examples, Shvatzvi lo mesachachin, Abaye says, kime desari rechayu shavik lo benafik. So that was the corresponding to the case of Vechora. And then the other example, Hizmi vihigi, Abaye says, higi lo mesachachin, interesting, it was Abaye who said that. So the Rambam is learning that these are not psulim b'di'evet, it's only b'din l'chadchila. Connecting to that, the Rambam quotes what seems to be our Gemara with Rava. Abaye Dafka was the one who didn't have a problem with the Hutsin going down Lamata Miyud. Rava said the Dira Srucha. And what did the Rambam say? The Rambam says the following: Tzarech li'zaher shelo yuhutzin va'olin shel schach Yordin l'toch asar tefachim kidei shelo yatzel b'yeshivaso. You should be careful that this should not, these things should not drip, should not come down within the asar tefachim, that it not create narrowness or discomfort in your yeshiva sukkah. So the context of this Rambam, which seems to be working off of Rava, Rava uses the word dira srucha, Abai doesn't use those words, but the Rambam talks about the case of Hutzin not coming down, Kideshu lo yatzelo, v'tzarach li zahir. Clearly not mashma that this is not possibly b'dievet. And the context is within those other examples of davar novel v'nosher, davar sharecho ra. And what's the reason over there? Shelo yaniach hasukah v'yetze. And here too, you don't want to create a situation where your sukkah is going to be, your yeshiva sukkah is going to be compromised in some way. Shelo yatzelo b'yeshivas. Zakt Rabbeinu Manoach here, if you have it. Das Harav, Shem Hutzin Yordin L'toch HaSara, L'mata Mesar, Lo Mifsil B'Hachi B'Dievet. It's not a P'sudievet. Why? The time Mishum Shlo Yetzir B'Shivasa. That's the reason. L'chatchilu D'lo HaDievet Shapedami. It says, Rabbeinu Manoach, however, M'Lashin HaGemara, Mashma L'chor Hefech Svarazu. Damrina, he quotes our Gemara. Ha'isagwa HaSar Tfachim, Hutzin Yordin L'toch HaSara, the pashtas and words of Rava are "Ein adam dar b'dira srucha." This isn't. This cannot be. This cannot be a kasha sukkah. Says Rabbeinu Manoach, "Miu k'divi Rav Machaber devade Rava nira." If that means nira, k'divi Rav Machaber devade Rava lo ratzalom ashti psula b'yevet. He says, on the other hand, the words of Rava, Rava could not have meant the Yevid. Why? The Imkin, the head Yahavale lo memahachi. He should have said, Haidira srucha upsula. So, on the one hand, he says it's Mashm, Rava meant to say psula, but then he should have said psula. He didn't say the word psula, Rabbeinu Chanan added the word psula. Elevadi il lo pogali da baya, el misham time in it, and Rabbeinu srucha, avo imatsi daiba, lo mifsula bahachi. Now he seems to be putting it like imatzi daiba knows if you could live there. What does that mean, you could live there? Subjective or objective?
Subjective.
Subjective. This person, but if this person is there, that does not indicate that he seems to be dealing with it. I mean, he's there. So it's not going to be enough to mean that. I mean, that indicates that, subjective. Imatzi daiba, la mitzvah. Uchatchila mebayim mizdarba, achi didumah shavik lav enafik hadiyavin yatz. Take a look, Rabbi Menoch is also a Rishon, but take a look also at Rabbi Menahar, who deals with the Rambam. Ika man de mefarish, de mikol mokom in yachol ishtamish ba bego basara havidi resrucha upsula, bilchasa kiraba behiviya harif. In other words, it passes by the Yevit. The Kasaf, it doesn't say who, but Tema la Ramba, Shishmita. So someone didn't understand why the Ram left out this halacha, but he says the Ram didn't leave it out. Va'ikir hu, the Ram lo ishmit ha the Rava. He just interpreted Rava differently than everyone else. Jarbe Kasaf rosh perkei, Tzarech lizar shelo yuhutzin. The Dasa Rambam hu, the whole, the ein lo psul. Now he's going to give us something interesting about the Rambam. What's the pshat of the Rambam? Why is it not possible with the Yevet? Ho ve'en l'psul machmas dvarim ha'poskim sichucha. Ela machmas de'en adabar kirtzono. The hutzin are not made of something which is inherently bad for schach. It's not mechubar. It's not engidulim in the aretz. It's not something that's mekabel tuma. It's just that you're not going to be able to have the same pleasure and comfort in the sukkah with these hutzin that are going down. Therefore, the Rambam compared it to the other din on Daf Yud Gimel. Therefore, chada dina isla imhani de amar gayu kaman shavik lavinafik. Now, the obvious question is if we're comparing it to Abai and Daf Yud Gimel, then why is it that Abai here didn't have the problem? It sounds like it should be the same problem as over there. The answer is Abai was machalik between the cases. Vaisadas Abaye. The whole of a hutzin hayotzin inam novlim v'novlim inrei chamra, They don't have those particular concerns like those other examples. The chamasim mitzilasan commanded less new dami. Uksheira umbatulas kin chatchila the commanded less new dami. In other words, commanded less new dami is a reason to say that you can have a chatchila. They're non-existent. Kashaschach and chamasim mitzilasan. What's the big deal? Hadalei Rava, the dearest Rucha Ninu, therefore, Vasilaskin Chatchila, why Dilma Shabbat Rabinafik? Upasak Kirava, I should say. Penezer, Kisha Rambam, Ha, Imdava, Hanova, Brechen, Rabbi Zelho Yik. So, Ben Avamanar is giving us something of an understanding of the Rambam. The Rambam felt that this should go together with that case on Daf Yud Gimel. Abaye didn't feel like we can extend it to this case. Kimanda Lesnil Dami, they're not really anything, they just they don't really have much substance. By the last new dummy, and I didn't feel like it's going to necessarily be the same issue as over there. And Rabbi says, yes, the same concern. I'm going to extend it to this case, and that's the sugya over here. Okay, there's another inyan to bring in the Rambam. That's the Briska Rav. How we heard about this, a famous Briska Rav on this. Briska Rav is sending us to a sugya later in Chaf Aleph, but let me just give you the gist of what he wants to say. The Lashon HaRambam, Shelo Yetzu L'Bishivaso, seems to show that the not just in terms of B'dieva L'Chatchila, he doesn't even address that point, the Briska Rav, more that it's a function of the Sukkah or of the Yeshiva Sukkah. What do you see in the Lashon HaRambam? This problem of Hutz and Yordan Tochasar is a function of the Sukkah Be'etzem or of the Yeshiva Sukkah?
Yeshiva.
Of the Yeshiva. Shelo Yetzu L'Bishivaso. So, the Briska Rav wants to connect this issue to the Sugya Daf Chaf Aleph. Take a look in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the second parak. Actually, it's Chaf Aleph and Beis. That's the Mishnah. Hasomech Sukaso Bekari Hamita Sheira. Rav Yehuda Omer Meni Chol Lama Bifneiat Mapsula. You support the sukkah with the feet of a bed. Tanakama says, Kashav Yudah says, wait a second. If it cannot stand by itself, it's pasul. So there's a lot of shitas on this Mishnah. What's the pshat exactly? So the Gemara has two reasons. One reason is, the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is, v'she'en lo keva. That's what the Gemara brings initially as one pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. That itself has different pshatim. So without getting into all the shitas in the whole sugya, Tosus brings from the Yerushalmi, toward the end of the Tosus, Tosus brings from the Yerushalmi, what does it mean, Ela Keva? So Tosus quotes, again, like, toward the end of the Tosus, Amar Vizel Shono, Tosus quotes Yerushalmi, Al Shem She'en Mikari Hamita L'Schach Asar Tvachim. From the Kari Hamita, to the schach, there's no ten tefachim, that's what means ein lo keva. Now, the Rambam, in Pirush HaMishnayos, and Rashi also makes this point out that Rabbi Yehuda's shita, in this case, of samach sukasa b'kari amita, and it's ein yechol lama b'nei atzma. That means if you would pull the mita out, the whole thing would come crashing down. The support of the schach is the Kari Amita, these legs, these poles of the mita, has to do with Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa. Where does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Sukkah, diras, keva. That's what the Rambam also writes in Pirush HaMishnayos. And that would be why Rabbi Yehuda argues. Apparently, the Tanakama, therefore, would hold its kasha because sukkah, diras, arai. So the Briska Rav asks, what is the issue, according to Yerushalmi, of Asara Tvachin? Kari Amita to the Schach have to do with Diras Keva. Like, what's the Sheikhs? Ein lo Keva. Asar Tvachim. What's the connection? L'chora, the Inyan of Shir Asara is based on the Limudim that we have in the Gemara of Mechitza being Asara. And, if you wish, you can also say another reason. What's the other reason? Diras Rucha. So basically, what the Biskrab wants to say in a nutshell is that Rava who would passel, if you hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Sukkah is Diras Keva, then the problem would be a problem in the Chefts of the Sukkah. There could be a problem in the Chefts of the Sukkah. Sukkah has to be Diras Keva. And then you could say that if you have a Diras Rucha, there's a problem in the Chefts of the Sukkah. It's not Keva. But if you hold, like a Chachamim, that Sukkah is Diras Arai, then you can never disqualify the Sukkah be'etzem, but based on Diras Rucha. Diras Rucha could be nothing more than what the Rambam says, which is Shoyetzalot B'Shivasu, a din in the Yeshiva Sukkah. L'maisa, that's why he wants to say that the Rambam who holds, like the Chachamim, that Sukkah Diras Arai, so for him, the problem of Diras Rucha can never define the Sukkah. It would only be halacha in the Yeshiva Sukkah. In terms of the Bechitzas, no problem. The Bechitzas are Asara. So the only reason that you could pass so after the Bechitzas are Asara is because of Diras Rucha. Diras Rucha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would be a problem in the Chetz of the Sukkah. According to the Chachamim, Diras Rucha could be nothing more than a halacha in the Yeshiva Sukkah, and that's what the Rambam ends up saying, only lo yetzer lo b'yeshivas. I don't want to go into all the details, but Chur, that's his mahalach. Then he wants to say, why does the Shulchan Aruch hold otherwise? Why does the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, and the other Rishon say that it's a psul b'diavad? Because the Rush holds that Rabbi Yehuda was mefarish the Chachamim, and the psul would even be according to the Chachamim, and therefore there's no reason to distinguish between Diras Arai and Diras Keva. It's always going to be a problem in the Sukkah. L'mashal, the Ran, we saw, that you can have a problem of Diras Rucha even if you hold Diras Arai being. And we mentioned yesterday in Shir, the Ran brought the case of Sukkah that's not Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. Could be that even for us, who holds Sukkah Diras Arai be'inan, but there's a problem in the fact that it's called Diras Rucha, even for the fact that it's not Diras Arai either. So if you hold the Rabbi Yehuda statement, it's just Nefarish the Chacham, it's not coming to be Cholek, it's not totally in Rabbi Yehuda Lishita, so then it will end up that Diras Rucha becomes a Psul in the Sukkah, even according to the Chachamim. But according to the Rambam, who says that it's Rabbi Yehuda Lishita, so then it would only be a problem in the Chetz of the Sukkah according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Sukkah has halachas, it has to be Keva. But according to the Chachamim, if we hold Diras Arai Be'inan, there could not be halacha in the Sukkah, there will be halacha in the Yeshiva Sukkah. Ari? No? You don't hear it?
Yeah, it seems a little too complicated.
It's my fault, I think. No.
Can you just say, like the Meiri also said, like the Rambam, and he quoted the Rambam, that it's kosher in the Yemen. The Meiri was also a din in the Shitas Sukkah because you're going to get pumped by the Hutsin over there. That's what the Pshat Nir is.
And the Meiri brings two Shitas, whether it's possible with the Yemen or not.
See, but according along those lines, you could say if it's a din in the Gavra, the Sukkah, like the Meiri wanted to say, so therefore that's not going to pass your Sukkah. So far, but yeah, but you can sit there if you're willing to manage it. Like maybe you want to say, you can say that's Pshat the Rambam also. There is both.
And I'm not saying this only Pshat the Rambam. I'm giving you. Okay. Let me read you a few lines. This maybe will be a little clear. Mashenira ol gomer shidas Rambam. The Sfirale. Just hear the words. The Rabbanan the Isku Sukkah Diras Arai Beinan. According to Rabbanu, hold Diras Arai, not Diras Keva. Beemes lo nema klal tnaa the dira beetzem hasukkah. To hold Dira Sarai is to hold that there's no halak of Dira in the Etzem HaSukkah. Sheyehei Zedin Behachefza. Sheyehei Ba Shem Dira. The Ilav of Mifsalot. There's no such standard for the Chacham. That's how he's assuming for the Chacham. Okay, we could take issue. The Ran, so we took issue with that. The Ran that we saw. The Rabbanan, the Sukkah Dira Sarai, Imkain, if you hold Dira Sarai, says the Biskarov, Imkain Kol Din Dira Ha'amar B'Sukkah, Hu Rak L'Inyim Kiyom HaMitzvah. The kol shemasayam osa adam sukkah sel keva beisel arai. The whole halacha of dira according to chachamim is a dira in terms of like Rafi, you were machab this yesterday at the end of the shir that the lashon haram is mashma din the yeshiva. So he's saying that's because the chachamim hold dira sarai beinan. So there's only halacha of dira in the kiyum mitzvah. The kiyum mitzvah sahu alizeh aydeizeh shedarba teishu kain taduru. Avu ein zed din utnai beetzem asukkah klal. You cannot talk about dira in terms of the chefs of the sukkah. Began the lo chazir dira. Ein ba greis of the etzem hachefs akhal umikri sukkah ksheira. Rak, the ef shalo lekaibam, it's a sukkah. Like Yarduk Shamin, the sukkah is a perfect sukkah. The yeshiva is not a yeshiva sukkah. It's not ke'en taduru. That's for the chacham. Vachina b'chol gavni, ein a roi ledira, that's the chacham. Ulam, Rav Yehuda, the sover sukkah diras keva be'inan, oh, ledidei vaday, duhu din be'etzem hachefsa shal sukkah. The din diras keva vaday al etzem sukkah nema, for sure. Din diras keva, that's on the etzem sukkah. V'lo al kiyama mitzvah. The zel dam b'gemar, the sukkah zu she'en b'chisar d'shiur d'asar b'gdid mechitza. So sukkah like this. Mechitzas are fine. Case of Hutzin. Mechitzos are asara. Good. So what's the only thing that's left to talk about? Dira Srucha. Does Dira Srucha become a problem in the chaps of the sukkah or not? That depends on Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rak she'en ba asara ganyin din dira. Ko agreis ha-shalah hirak mishum she'en lo keva. That's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. She'en lo keva. En lo keva, the below time of the dira's keva, lo ich baskon klal. Im ha-sukkah royu l'dira emo. That's the connection of the Yerushalmi. En lo keva. What does that have to do with Ein basar tfachim? Because keva is what tells you that there's halachas of dira in defining the cheft of the sukkah. And that's because of Yehuda holds dira's keva be'inan, therefore he can disqualify a sukkah that's not really a dira. The below time of the dira's keva, lo ichbas lon klal im asukkah ru'uyo dira im lo. De lo nema klal t'na de dira be'ikar hechshar psul sukkah. Rak din dira hu da'avi t'na be'etim as chefsa. Rav Yehuda. Vezel shepasa karambam. The rak Rav Yehuda who psua the sukkah kihai, but with the don the paskin on sukkah dira sarai, lo ich pasuan gam im ein bashir da sar shel dira. You do need a sar mitzad wad alacha rabosai. It's a mechitzas. But in terms of this other alacha, you need a sar mitzad dira, so that can never be more than a din of yeshiva, but not a din in the chefza. What I don't see black and white in the Biskei Rav is that therefore it's only din mechatchila, like the Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar assumes in the Rambam. I could have made a case that it's possible the Eved mitzvah the yeshiva. He doesn't focus on that. Okay, could be goes together. It's only in the yeshiva, it's only in the chatchila, it's only zoyer. But his board is not about the chatchila with the Eved. His board is, the dogish of the Biskei Rav is, it's not a din the chetz of the sukkah, it's a din the yeshiva. Why? Because the Ram is going like the sheep of the chachamim, the diras arai binan, and not diras keva, and therefore from Yehuda would have been possible with the Eved. What also is a loose end in the Biskei Rav, so what was Rava saying in the sugya? Was Rava trying to go according to Rav Yehuda? Hard to say, we don't hold it Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda, Rava was passing to the Eved, where the Rambam was learning up in Rava, meaning this halach of the yeshiva. Chormor mistava that way, than to say Rava is going like Rav Yehuda. All right, that's the basic yesod of the Biskei Rav. There's more here, but that's, you know, I want to go back to that base, because I'm imagining that the tosis of that base, but question first, yeah.
Yeah, no. I was trying to say is that why is the Biskei Rav bring out from the sugya over there, wherever it is?
And look, Kev, a chaf out
from there. Why is he have to bring out from over there that if you hold it to the yeshiva sukkah, it's only possible with chachila? We have an our sugya itself in the iri.
He doesn't talk about the chachila, I told you. He doesn't
talk
about
chachila. So he has to go over there to...
He wants to show you from that sugya two things. That there's two halachas. There's dira srucha, and there's dina mechitzas. And you can have a case where mechitzas are fine, but the dira srucha becomes the problem. In that case, it's an example like that. The mechitzas from the ground to the schach are 10 tfachim, but the habitable place, which is from the top of the mitzah to the schach, is not your tfachim. So that's an example where the problem is solely a problem of dira srucha. Second thing he brings out from that sugi is that dira srucha could be a problem in the cheft of the sukkah, but that's only if you hold sukkah diras keva be'ina. And that's Rabbi Yehuda, and that's point to the Rambam, the machokis in the Mishnah, in that situation over there. Where if you took the sukkah out, the schach would fall, so the problem is a problem of cheft of the sukkah only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rachachan, we'll be left with only a problem in the yeshiva. And that's what the Rambam is saying.
Wouldn't you be able to say the same thing? All that in the Iri and our sugya, who holds that it was a din in the yeshiva sukkah when the chutzim are coming down?
I mean, you could say that sukkah that has the chutzim coming down and sticking you and pricking you is a problem in the chefs of the sukkah too. But where do you see the link to Diras Keva, Diras Arai? And why the Rambam says one way versus the other way? That's because of the Sugya and that Chafal. Because he's showing you that the Machokis in the Mishnah, in that case, which is parallel to our case, where you have Machitzos Asara, fine. But you have a Diras Srucha problem. No, so he's identified a case where you have Asara mitzad the Machitzos, but you're lacking Asara in terms of Dira. And there you see that it's totally in the Chamin of Yehuda. And it has to do with Rabbi Yehuda holding Diras Keva. That's the Engel Keva of Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why he's showing you the Chachamim who hold that you don't need Diras Keva. So then, any halacha that relates to Dira is only a function of the yeshiva. I don't know if this stems with a lot of things that we said so far in the Zman. Quite honestly, we had ideas that, and the fact, the Ran that we mentioned a few times, the Ran time is that if you have a case where it's not Zayin al Zayin, and we would pass so even if you hold, not like Abaye who links it to Diras Keva, even if you hold Diras Arai, it's a Diras Rucha, says the Ran. I mean, he's saying Shad the Rambam, the Seder, but they can certainly see other drachim here. You can see that there's a substandard Dira that, and Zachetz a problem. You have to have, and we talked about that many times in terms of Bet Abbeis, that it could be a problem in the Sukkah. You need a shame Sukkah, a shame Dira, just as there's two levels, Diras Arai, Diras Keva. Rav wants to say that to the extent that it's not, it's a Dira Srucha, it can only be a problem in the Chefza, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Chachamim, it would only be a problem in the Yeshiva. That's the basic gist of his part. Menachem and Yaakov, yeah.
Rabbi was saying the reason why it's not necessarily Mokokot and Iri is because just the fact that you're Putin that's pricking you doesn't necessarily mean it's a Dinagavra. It could just be that when they're Putin that's
right.
Pricking you, that's
a Sukkah that has, right, that's what the Mir brings to Shitas, was possibly the end. Because that Mitzias, that Matzav of having Putin that Mitzire you, that prick you, that stick you, that's a Matzav that. A sukkah in that situation is a pasul sukkah.
Right. It's interesting though that it's just interesting that the Meiri just to Noam's point, it's interesting the Meiri then uses the word mitzar though, so meaning as if it's a subjective thing. Right? As if it's like something that causes tsar to people and that's the reason why that's the cause for the pull.
That's
so
driving
just
the shit after driving it, right?
Yeah, but the Meiri does bring the sheet, the two sheet is about what's possible to the end. So obviously you can take that and also pass it to the Sukkah to the end. Both said, let's return to, Yaakov, please. Yeah.
Just a comment also, are we saying that from the Bissarab that below 10 Tvachim, it could still be Dersarab, but Ders Kevin needs to be above 10 Tvachim?
According to the Biskarav, you can have there are two distinct issues regarding ten tefachim. One is a din mechitza; you're always going to have mechitza sasara. And then there's a case where you can have mechitza sasara, but you can have another issue that it's not; it's a diras rucha. That issue of diras rucha can be defined in one of two ways: either the chetza is a problem in the chetza, or it's a problem in the yeshiva. It could be that means that if it's a problem in the chefs, it's a b'diavit passeling, and here it's not b'diavit. He doesn't directly say that, but that certainly could follow from that. That issue, whether it's a problem in the chefs of the sukkah or in the yeshiva, would be totally in whether sukkah is diras keva or diras arai. The Rambam, who holds diras arai, puts it in terms of the yeshiva, and he plugs it into the sukkah daf chaval.
Is that assuming that diras arai could be below 10 tefachim, so therefore it's not a
below 10, if there isn't halal asara, even if you have mechitzas asara, then the problem is a problem of diras rucha, and that diras rucha is either one of chetza or one of gav nishib.
Understanding why it's not in the chetza, but if you hold diras arai,
he's assuming that if diras arai, then the whole din of dira is only a function of the ma'isi yeshiva sukkah. That's his word. If it's diras arai, then there's no halakha of kev of dira that defines the sukkah. That's his word. Rafi.
The din of yeshiva sukkah is not necessary, meaning that's only for the rabbanim.
It could be there's also a din in the gavra too. No,
no. Intrinsic in the sukkah itself.
Yeah, that's true. Right, right. It could be there's also a din in the gavra for Rabbi Yehuda, but
you already knew that from the.
So you have to find the Makoros, okay. But maybe we assume that there's two dinim in that. Yeah. Yeah.
Just one thing for the brisk of Rav, for now that we're saying it's a din Yeshua, further supports why the halacha is brought by din Yischach, not by din Yisukah. In the Rambam, just like what we were saying, why, if it was going to be a din in the Chetzah of the Sukkah, then why?
The Rambam brings it in the Yischach that you shouldn't run away to the Sukkah. So it doesn't bring it exactly in halachas of Yeshiva either. I'm not sure what to make of that. He has it in Dinei Schach. Just to reiterate Gedalia's point, just to see again, what would be the answer according to the Rambam to Tosfos Kasha, Maishna Minoi Sukkah? So the Rambam, there's a Shaila. Those cases in the Gemara, on Daf Yud Gimel, if the Tfanos were made out of something at Reichel Ra, would it be disqualified? Would it be L'chatchila not to use it? Or is it only done by Schach? Machokes Vishonim. The Rambam discusses it over there in that Gemara. The Rambam brought this halacha only by Schach. The Rambam, in previous parak, concludes that in terms of the Tfanos, there aren't these halachas. So, according to the Rambam, it would seem that it's only unique to Schach. This halacha is halach in Schach. It's halach in Schach. So then, Noi Sukkah, which is not part of Schach, would not have this halacha. I mean, in terms of being, it's only a din in terms of the Schach. The Schach cannot be made of something. You have to be zayir in the Schach. It shouldn't be something at the Yetzelo Bishivasu. So therefore, by Noi, there's no question.
What we were saying about the funnels, like if there were smelly walls, or if, you know, it was a sukkah where there were nails coming out of the wall, something like that, that's
so again,
it's mitzdayer on a person. So if we're saying within the Meiri that something that's mitzdayer can be a psul b'chepta sukkah, would we extend that?
So that's the machokes v'shonim. On that gemar yud gimel, you'll see in the Ran machokes. Which way does the Ran say? I forget. But would there be a halacha in tfanos? Can you use davar shereichel ra for tfanos? If you're mitzdayer be'etzem, that's a separate discussion. Mitzdayer patim nasukah. But are you allowed to use for tfanos these materials? So the Rambam is mashma, you could. It's only a din in Schach. Let's go back to this first part of the sugya. What does the Rambam hold about the question of hutzin l'mata michaf? Lashon Rambam Dalid Yud Gimel. First he talks about the inyan of bittul, karmuksasos, the first part of the amud. And then he brings ha'isek v'r me'esrim amav v'hutzin yodim v'toch esrim. Im haisa tzilasim mechamasan yechashvu kigag ave uksheira. So I want to just simply medayik, what is the Rambam telling us about? How did the Rambam learn up this halacha? Hutzin, they're going l'toch yud, l'toch chaf, I should say. Tzilasim mechamasan ksheira, chamasim tzilasim psula. So we have many ways to understand this sugi, right? What's the difference? The Rambam never brings you the case of chamasim riba psula. It's self-evident. According to Tosfos, why is chamasim mitzilasam psula? Mitzdar schach paso l'mal michav badi schach kasha. The Rambam didn't even tell it to me. So, what's the Rambam's shita here? What is the pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam only tells you the side that's kasha, as if the other, that which is paso, you don't have to tell me. It's like understood. What's the problem? What's the Rambam's shita about chaf amma? So the Rambam, in the beginning of the paragraph, you don't have, but they could be they say it over here as well, but the Magen Mishnah makes clear the Rambam's shita is chalal sukkah tonight. The Rambam says, shira sukkah perak dalet halacha aleph. Gava ein pachos mi'asar tfachim. V'lo yeser al esrim amma. U'rachava ein pachos mi'shiv tfachim, and so on. The Magen Mishnah says, Haisa, just further Haisa, Pchusa me'asara, o'mishiva, o'shiva, o'gevoa me'esrim amma, koshu, harizu psula. What does the Rambam mean? Gevoa, koshu, chalal sukkah. The Magen Mishnah says, kukimta derava, u'pira she'yehe b'chalal sukkah, milvad obi aschach yosu me'esrim amma. Deuchus ha'kirava, chalal sukkah tnan, v'yizbar b'div rabbeinu perek zeh alacha yugimu. And Magen Mishnah probably says it over here again, that the Rambam is going with chalal sukkah tnan. So what does the Rambam mean? If it's tzilasa merub mechamasa, it's kasher. Why is it kasher? Yechashvu kigag ave uksheira. What's the chara? What's the idea? The chalal is not malam mechaf. The Rambam, so this would be perfectly within which shita, which rishon? Chor the Rashba. That's the Rashba's shita. That's chalal sukkatan. The issue is about chalal sukkah. And the Rambam would have to tell you why it's possible if it's chamasa merubah. You don't have to talk about that. It's self-evident because you have the problem of umal micha. Daf beis amir aleph. Amar Rabba. What's the reason the Mishnah says Ramal Mechav is Pasol? L'man Yim Derasechem Ad Esim Amma Shalta Be'ena L'mal Me'esim Amma Ena Dem Deresh Darisuka Shalot Shalta Be'ena Ksas Kasha Efektos Is Akasha. We had two Lishonos in Erevin by the discussion of Mixas Chach Betoch Esrim Mixas Chach above Esrim. The Amar Rabba Hasuka Psula, according to one Lashon, the first Lashon in Erevin. What does it say? According to Rabba, Hasukah Psula. Frektosis, why would that be? Mixas Chach is Toch Esrim. Mixas Chach is above Esrim. Why would Rabba say it's Pasul? Hasholta Be'ena. Came in the Chalol Esrim. Tosis has a kasha. Why would there be a problem? Shitas Rabba. Shitas Rabba, it's Shalta Ba'ena. Now, Tosis Ukhur means one of two things. What does Tosis mean? Why is it Shalta Ba'ena? Because you can see the bottom. So that's enough. You see the Schach, meaning the part of the person inside would be seeing, which is the bottom of the Schach. That's Shalta Ba'ena. I don't see the other part of Schach. You can't see through anyway. I mean, you see the bottom. That's one possible way to learn Tosis, and that should suffice. Another possible way to learn Tosis is the same way we said in the Gemara that Tfanas Magios L'Schach, so then Rabbi agrees that it would be Kasha, the Mishnah never passed in that case, because when you see the Tfanos and you follow up, then immediately you see the Schach. So to the extent that you see the Schach on the lower part of the Schach, which is within range, so then from that you immediately, so to speak, can see the top. I mean, you can't see through the Schach, but that's cool. Shalta Be'ena on the top part. It has to be Ro'i to be Shalta Be'ena. Okay, that was, we timed maybe even if it's technically covered, but it has to be in a place that's Shalta Ba'ena. So even the part that's Lamala is Shalta Ba'ena, because the same way Tfanos allow you to get up to the Schach, and once you get to the Tfanos, you go right up if they're reaching the Schach. So if you're getting to a point of the Schach that you can still see, then from that, it's considered like you're seeing the whole Schach. Whether you see it or not, but that's called Shalta Ba'ena and everything. That's another way. I think either way, I think it's valid Pshat in Tosis Kasha. So Tosis, as long as you have Shalta Ba'ena, so then what could be the reason to pass? Now, Tosis goes on, we'll come back to this middle part of Tosis, and the gear says Rabba, because according to Rabba, Zev is a kasher. We'll get to that. Tosis gives a teretz, but the Gemara explains over there the reason why it's pasul is because of Drabbanan Sukkot Beyachid Kahavia Lo Kamidkar Mezimim Kamishtaka Melatachas Ovi Yitzchach Hanichnas Atoches and Bekai Mekula Mal Miasrim. The bottom part will be taken away and you'll have everything above. So that's a din drabbanan. Ravina nami de mishani sukkah deraisach mi drabbanan mikom makamashim deraisach sheira. The Tosis takes care of the question by saying, you're right. Rabba's reason, based on the reason that he gave for the Mishnah, would be every reason to be machshir in a case of that Gemara. But that which it says pasul is because of a technical drabbanan. But both, I think this Tosis appellate to me, having learned the sugya together. L'chera, I mamash don't understand Pashu Pshat, and I hope you'll be help me and call me any time of night with the terrorist Pshat and Tosis. Okay, Yeshua begins to talk about it, but I mamash don't understand Pashu Pshat here. It comes out according to Tosis. Why should it be Kasha? Simply because it's Shalta Ba'ena. The whole discussion of the sugya there, until you get to the Gemara's explaining, you know, why it's Kasha, why it's Pasul by Sukkah. Gemara's asking, Maishna, Sukkah is pasul, mavu is kasha. Why do you want to say it's kasha? The Gemara uses what you sowed, klosh. You know, we seem to be using klosh as a necessary ingredient to be machshir, and we explain why that should be, because it's one entity of schach. Quite the toast is what, who needs klosh? I mean, it's kasha because it's shalta ba'ena. Klosh is in order to separate the schach, that you can see the bottom layer as separate from the top layer. What do you have to do that? Shalta ba'ena. Finish. There's no reason to be pasulik, Shalta Ba'ena. Why is the Gemara discussing Kosh? What does Kosh have to do with anything? Kasha number one. Kasha number two, Tosis discusses after the whole sukkah is over, Chora, Tosis brings in the discussion of test. What about Mitztarev, Schach Pasla, Schach Kasha? Tosis has to say, one pshat is, if you have enough sail below, it's not a problem of Mitztarev or Rabbeinu Tansvara. Schach Pasla, what's Schach Pasla? The only reason it's Pasla is because of Shalta Ba'ena. It's Shalta Ba'ena. What are we missing, Rabbi Osei? The entire premise of Tosis that Shalta Ba'ena is why it should be kasher is not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing a need for klosh. Tosis is discussing mitztaref as a problem. If it's sota veina, what kind of problem do I have here? The schach is perfect. Technical problem of a midrabanan pasuling. The other lashon says it's kasher, perfect. Sota veina. And one lashon says it's pasul because of drabanans. So what? The whole sukkah doesn't come together now. The Gemara seems to be working with klosh as a requirement because otherwise it's a problem the higher level schach. And dealing with mitzdareif is a problem because the higher level schach is pasul schach. And Tosa says, according to Rabbi, the whole thing doesn't start. Mamash the pellet, I don't know pshat. I don't know pshat in Tosa. I mean, the way, when we learned of the sugya, we sort of touched on this question and we had our own answer, but Tosa doesn't say this. We said, Sholta Ba'ina is a halacha in whatever part of the schach is considered schach. If the schach is one entity without close, then you need a shota be'ena on the schach as one entity, which means if the schach is in the wrong place, then the schach is in a place of lo shota be'ena. Unless you say close, and then you could say that the bottom schach is a separate schach. And the same thing by mitzdareif. Tosa seems to assume that lo shota be'ena is not a problem, because, as we said, either you see the bottom of the schach, or from that you'll see it's considered like you're seeing everything, and the whole reason is the rabbanan. What do you do with the whole sukkah? Close, mitzdareif, like what's, yeah?
I don't want to make things worse, but
don't make things worse. Worse enough, yeah.
But Ravina he explains as derabanan. We explained Ravina. He's saying Ravina is
no. We said Martosis and Davdalit that Ravina, and we saw Tosis in Erevin. Ravina, who says that it's derais achmiru, it's from the abstract. What's pshat achmiru? Based on what? Ikausis. In other words, achmiru means not to say close. Ravina was pushing back against close, which means that you have to start with close.
But he sounds like you're the...
No, so you have to start with close, and you push back against close, and that's where the chamu machmir. No, in a Tosas and Daftes, I could say that's going not according to Rabba, maybe. I mean, that's a dochik too, but in terms of mitzdare, maybe that's because he's going according to the other lishonos. But Lamai said Tosas, the other kash, in terms of Nigmar's, and Nigmar's not talking according to Rabba. Tosas asking according to Rabba. I have another issue in Tosas now. Okay, that's already that. I don't know pshat. Okay, but now I want to work out something else in the middle of the Tosas together with you with a few minutes we have. Okay, Tosas in asking the kasha preempts a possible teretz. Yeah, Tosas says, well, maybe it's not a kasha because it's not rabba there at all. The two lashonos, if it's possible by sukkah, Tosas is asking according to the first lashon, that's possible by sukkah, but and who said it's possible? Rabba. And Rabbi says the reason it's possible is it's why is it l'shal tabeina? After all, the bottom part is within range, and so on. But maybe the gear is not Rabbi, the gear is Rabbi. Tosa says, Rabbi garasasam, the harava pog, it can't be Rabbi, it couldn't be Rabbi, because Rabbi at the end says zevzekasha. So therefore, you couldn't be garas Rabbi, because Rabbi ends up weighing in and saying zevzekasha, so earlier the gear was Rabbi. Okay. Let's follow the logic of Tosis, what he was trying to say. Were we to be Goreis Rava, then Tosis would be okay with this kasha. Then the kasha wouldn't be a kasha. The kasha was on Lishna Kama. What did Lishna Kama say? That the sukkah is puzzle. So the problem is on Rava, I sold the ba'ena. But if we were Goreis Rava, Tosis could live with that. What was Rava's reason? That it becomes, sukkah becomes like a diras keva. If you couldn't make it arai, it's a diras keva. L'mal michaf is a diras, becomes a diras keva because you couldn't make it arai. So what would that suggest? That in the case of a sukkah that mixes chach l'mata and mixes chach l'mala, so b'kihai gavna, what type of support does the sukkah need and would have to have? Keva. Otherwise, Tosis would still have a problem with rubber too. Right. So the fact that Rav Tosis was entertaining that if we had a gears of Rava, then everything would be good, except that we're not going to Rava, because you see Rava said something in the end, but if it were to be Rava, Tosis would have no kash. That means that Rava would stim with Vishnakama. Rava's reason was what? That it would become a keva. All this would be explaining why Vishnakama would pass. But now I ask you Rabosai, but there's a Vishna Basra. Vishna Basra says Sukkah is kosher. What do you mean? It had to be keva. So like, what's Mitzvah's question? What's going on here? Those Tosas will be fine with Rava to Lishna Kama. And what's Lishna Basra? Lishna Basra says that the sukkah is going to be kosher. Why? I had to be keva. Now here we have a mahalach. Let's think about this. Think about if you learned this sugya well over the last few days, you should be able to answer this. Why would it be fine according to Rava? Let me hear Rafi.
We have the Rav brought in that there are some children that can't even gore each Rava in our sugya because it's in hot, like me keva. So it wouldn't be top of that. It wouldn't matter. You're still going to have some mechitzas keva.
One second. I ask you. The mechitz, this structure of sukkah, mixas chacham mata, mixas gamala, needs keva support, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes. So why would Ishnabasa say it's kashya? Just directly answer this. This, why would Ishnabasa be kashya? Okay, good. Let's take it step by step. We're going to come to that Meiri soon. Before the Meiri, even without that. What's the basis of the Hechsher and the Sugya? Why is what's the reasoning in the Shaka V'Tari? Until you get to the end of this, so what's the basis for the Machshir and maybe even after Maskana too? What's Svarah Klosh? What does Klosh say? Strip away the top layer, and what's the Schach here? The Schach is the lower layer. The Maisa is one piece of Schach, but it's considered like the lower level Schach is its own Schach. No, the Halacha of Keva and Arai is a function of what is the Schach. The Schach, where it is, requires Keva, or doesn't require keva, could make do with arai. That's going to depend whether I have a problem here in the sukkah being keva because it couldn't hold as arai. It's going to depend on how you define the schach. If you're not going to say klosh, then the schach includes the entire schach. So then the entire schach has part of it that's gemal mechav. Then the entire schach could only be supported by what? By keva. And therefore, that would be Lishnakama, who would say that it's possible. For Rava, that would work. Lishnabasa says, why is it kosher even within Rava? Lishnabasa says, klosh. If it's klosh, then the lower layer schach, that's the schach. So mitzad the schach itself, mitzad the lower layer schach, could it have been sustained on arai supports? Yes. The fact that you need strong supports is because you have more schach on top of it, but that doesn't count as a schach. The schach that we're looking at is the schach which is the base level schach, that's within the gova, that would be sufficient to have arai. So therefore, that gufa would be the basis for the machlokas, whether you say klosh or not. That much, I think, is clear. Now, I'm going to ask you another question. We get to the maskana of Rav. And what does Rav say? Chalal suketnan. Now, with chalal suketnan, we're defining the psul as relating, the sheer esrim relates to the chalal suk. So that means that the reality is that if you have schach on top of 20, that would be fine. If the chalal was more than esrim, 20 in a mashahu, then you have the schach, then it's a problem. Right? But the sheer esrim was set on the chalal suk. How does this relate to the reasons that we had in the Gemara? So, in terms of the Metzias, obviously changes something a little bit. Shalta, if it's Rabba, Shalta Be'ena. So we thought at 20 it's already Lo Shalta Be'ena. The Schach is at 20. Now, if the Schach is at 20, it's still it's Shalta Be'ena. It's a little bit more. If it's 20 and a bit more, then it's Lo Shalta Be'ena. It changes the reality. Okay. And the other reasons also shift. And with Rava's reason, right, according to Rava, so now if at what point can it not be sustained by easy supports? If you get 20 in a mashahu and then the schach, that's when it can't be sustained.
Okay.
But now I ask you, but how does it answer the point? Now lemaisa, if I have schach, which starts at what point? At 20. And has a thickness to it. And some of the schach is above 20. Metzias, do I need keva supports, or can I get away with arai supports? Metzias-wise, what's the answer? Nothing changes in the metzias. What's the metzias? What is it? Keva. So how does Rava's reason, chalasu katnan, mesh with Rava's own reason that he gave for the Mishnah? How could it be, according to Rava, that would be kosher if mixas schach? So now the mixas schach is at 20, and mixas schach is gemala from that. And why is it kosher?
I'm
Why is it kasha? Because chalal sukkah tanan. How? But the reason of rubber was it can't sustain itself on arai. It's got to. So what does chalal sukkah then have to do with it? That's a question to think about. No, I'm not going with the Rashi. I'm going to go with the Rashba now. Okay. The Rashba's doing Pshat Rava. What does Chalas Sukkah then have to do with, how is that going to transform the halacha that now it's considered like the Sukkah could sustain itself on Arai? And see, it says it can't. This is where what you're saying, I think, is very apropos, the Me'iri. The Me'iri that you're bringing in was what? Was when you have Karim Uksasos, that would they, if you were to say that they'd become batel on the bottom of the sukkah. Now you have a sukkah that's not halal esm. The problem the Miri had was, but if the reason for the psul is that you need to build arai, you have to be able to build arai and not have to build keva, here the support cannot be on the pillow, it has to be on the ground below the pillow. So you have no choice but to have a support of, you know, of keva. So it's the Miri, yeah, but you could have had stronger kaka. Ilu haya kaka, rogu haya kaka. So how do we explain that? It was at the end of Shir, I think, once also explained it well. But what was the point? Mitzad the gova hasukkah. Does it necessitate, does the gova hasukkah necessitate keva supports? Or is it some other external reason why you need keva supports? If you're viewing the bitul as a valid bitul, so now the gova hasukkah starts from the bottom, from the Karim Uksasos and up, which means that the Gova Sukkah, in terms of the definition of Gova Sukkah, does not require what? Does not require Keva. Why do I have to make Keva? Because I couldn't put the poles of the supports on the pillows, it has to go on the ground. But that doesn't that's create a problem. You have to think of that formula in terms of this issue too. Chalal Sukkah Tnan means, bottom line, that the definition of Esrin is speaking not to the schach. It's speaking to the chalal sukkah. It doesn't include schach. Esrim does not mean the point of the schach. It means the chalal sukkah. Therefore, mitzad the chalal esrim of the sukkah, does it need keva? Could I have had schach that was not thick? Of course. The fact that I have thick schach, that doesn't speak to the definition of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking to the halacha of esrim of chalal sukkah. If I didn't say chalal sukkah tanan, then the notion of esrim speaks to the schach. If I don't say klosh, then the schach includes the upper level as well as the lower level. In which case, the sukkah itself, the gova hasukkah, which includes the schach itself, requires keva. And that's why, unless you say klosh, which would be lishna basva, I have a problem. Because it comes that the gova hasukkah, which is defined in terms of the schach as well, requires keva. But if I say chalal sukkah tanan, which means that the sheer esrim speaks not to the schach, speaks until the schach. Therefore, the schach itself that happens to be thick and therefore requires the keva supports is irrelevant because the gova sukkah, in terms of its definition, does not require keva supports because the gova sukkah could have had the low level schach and that's it. And therefore, forget about kosh, not because of kosh, because the gova sukkah is defined not with the schach, it's defined without the schach. Okay, not a simple svara, but let me to sleep on. See what you can do with it. And that's why the Me'iri, I think, is connected.
Yeah. How do we do in terms of the Me'iri?